I suspect the same thing, but maybe I didn't even put it in that other place. Who knows?
Why would you do that? Sorry, it's trying to help.
Okay, has everybody got it now? Everybody that wants it? Well, let me take a picture of it. Okay, so what we've got here is going into sessions. And I'm wanting you to play with something for homework and include sessions. And I gave you a guessing game I wanted you to write. And that would be a neat place to try to throw in a session or two. And kill two birds with one stone. And you could throw out a cookie in there and get it all done in one. Okay. So if you look at some basic sessions here, I had a session which I set up. If you look at the one that is called Very Basic PHP, I set up a session, and basically I can set it so that I can say, all right, this session is going to have info is going to be called CIS. And then I said, okay, echo out department is, and then echo out the session, and it will echo out the CIS that I just put in there because I just set a session. Okay, so let me put this in. CIS Web Bristol, cc.edu, Till P. Grossa. Does anybody see what...
Verb.
Oh, verb instead of very. Okay, whatever. There we go. Thank you. Okay, so I'm echoing out. I have set a session name, and I'm now echoing out that session just to prove that I can do that. And what you can do is you can send a session, you can set up a session name and have the session name expire after a certain amount of time so that you only keep something active for a certain amount of time if that's what you want. And you can set it such that when somebody leaves the program, the session goes, and you can basically set up that kind of stuff with sessions.
Thank you.
And then the next one down is to check a session. So that one just said, if the session is set, then I want to do something. If the session isn't in set, then I don't want to do something. And so you can check on the session that way. Okay, and only if the session is set, you can do something. So this one would be very basic check. And when I run that, it comes back and tells me that it is set because I just set it. So then I can go in and unset it. And so the program that unsets it is unset. So it is now unset. and I did an unset by just saying unset. Start the session and now unset it. I've also got to get that out there so I can take a picture. And then I can go back, and at that point, when I go back to the check and run it, it tells me that it's not set. So it went through that if statement and told me it was not set. So when you are running, you can set up a session and you can check, and if that session is there, then you can keep going, and if not, you can get out. And that kind of thing.
I can't seem to. Can somebody have a look at my link and tell me when I'm doing wrong here? Because I can't seem to get these to display.
Okay. He's coming around the mountain.
So here's where they reside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I did have that.
You did have what?
Got both of these.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Basic. I did very
that's
basic.
Right. Because it's not set. So if you click on the check again after you unset it, then the check comes back and says the session is not set. Okay. So if you set the session and the session is our info is set, then it comes back and checks and sees if info is set. And if it is, it tells you what's in it. And if it isn't, it tells you that it's not set. Okay. And then you've got, here's a set name for 1 hour. So I can set a session up. Oh, that's a cookie. Sorry. I went into...
BR. Bristol CC. Oh, that was it the whole time. Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Didn't even realize until I actually read the message.
Okay, so here is where I've set up a session. And I'm saying, okay, any of these passwords are okay. I've got an array of those passwords. The session is going to have a code of CIS-159, and it's got other information in it as well.
Which one is that you're looking at?
Session A start. Okay. So if you go to... I'm going to look up PHP session. Okay, so if you go to W3 Schools, a session is a way to store information in variables to be used across multiple pages. So that's the big thing that I want in a session. Is a session is a way to store information in variables to use across multiple pages. So when I set up the session and I put in a bunch of pages in that one I just looked at, I was setting up so that I could see it in multiple pages. Okay? Unlike a cookie, the information is not stored on the user's computer. A cookie comes down and is stored. Okay, so what is a PHP session? When you work with an application, you open it, do some changes, and then you close it. This is much like a session. The computer knows who you are, it knows when you start the application and when you end. But on the internet, there's one problem. The web server does not know who you are or what you do, because the HTTP address doesn't maintain state. Session variables solve this problem by storing user information to be used across multiple pages. And by default, session variables last until the user closes the browser. Okay. So that's basically what a session is about. and why you might decide you wanted to use this session. And then it goes down and continues on. And I thought this was a pretty good explanation, which is why I'm bringing it up. Okay, a session is started with the session start function. Session variables are set, and that's one way of doing it, and I did it another with global variables. You can set them that way. And now let's create a page, and they go in and create a page with sessions in it. Okay, so that's the purpose for a session, is that you get something that you can share across pages. So on the one that I opened a moment ago, no, I don't want to close all the tabs, do I? Yeah, I guess I do. Okay, I was setting all of these things. I was setting use a password is going to be one of those. There will be a session called Course Code, which is CIS 159. There will be a session called Seeks, which is 30. And Login calls for the user password. So basically, I can set up multiple things, and they're available across. Okay. So if I go to page 2 on this one, it then will tell you the things that I just set up. Okay, so I just set those up, and now it's going to echo out what I set up for Course Code, what I set up for Seats, what I set up for all those things, so that you can see that they got set. And I'm in another page now, and I can get to them. Okay, so I set them up in one page. Now I'm in another page, and I can get to them. Okay, so if I come down here, and I got impatient and hit too many times. CIS 159. Okay. And what did I just do? I did run a page, right? Maybe I didn't. Or did I just look at it? Okay, so that would explain why it is not showing. So that would be called Session A Start. And I should have done that first. Okay, and then I can go to Session A Page 2. And it shows all of the things that were set. So when I ran the start, I set all of those things. And now I'm showing the stuff that was set. Okay, so basically I set those back in the original page, and now I can access them in this page too. Okay, so I set them in one page, and now I'm just showing you that they're there. That's all I'm doing here. It's just showing you that they're there.
So what would be the purpose of doing a session start? How would you initiate a session start?
Just by writing session start.
Okay.
Okay. Back in the, right there, session start. Okay.
But then how would... What would you do to call up the page session start?
Well, wait a minute. What I'm doing is passing things from one page to another.
Right.
So that something I set up on the first page, I can see on the second page.
All right. So session start is not necessarily session start. It could be anything, but it's starting up that session.
So yeah.
When you go to the next page, those variables are there for you.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. And so you can go in and you can start the session, and then you can get access to those things that you set up over in the next page. And then if I go to session A end, I will end the session and those things will no longer be available. Okay, so end closes down the session so that they're no longer available.
So the one that you're displaying, is that session A page 2?
Yes.
How come I don't see array and all that stuff underneath it?
Did you run session A start?
You got most
I ran session A start, yes.
Yours is different.
Mine is different?
Yeah. Yours is the same as everybody else's.
Okay, then yours is the same as everybody else's, and mine is different. How?
All it is just another print underscore R with the session, just with pre around it. That's all.
Okay.
Where?
Directly under. You have to add it in.
Apparently, I went back and changed something and forgot I did it.
Yeah. Print.
So I've got a print R without the pre, and I've got the print R with the pre. And we've looked at that before, the print R without the pre. Now let me find the, that's it. Okay, so the print R without the pre shows it like this. And the print R with the pre shows it like that. So you get to see it in the two ways, and I must have, when I looked at it, decided I wanted to see it the second way, so I added that in. Okay.
Last question.
Yep, okay.
Okay. So I just added that back in.
It's interesting how it prints the array. It's pretty cool.
Yes, it's. I think it, the pre, I like the way that it shows it better. I think it's much easier to follow and understand what's going on than it is on the other one. So that obviously, at some point when I was looking at this, I went back and changed my version, but didn't change the zip version. Okay. And then the other thing that you have is a cookie. And the cookie goes down on your machine. So what was it that I clicked on before? Oh, here's a set a cookie for an hour. So I set the cookie. Okay. So I said a customer is going to be equal to Linda French. And then I set the customer. To set the customer cookie and went down and set the time for the customer cookie to an hour. Okay. Now I've got one of them in here that I think I set for a minute. So that's the one I'm going to go look for. I think it's in this under cookies. Okay, so I said set a 1 minute cookie. Okay, so set cookie in this one, it shows set cookie, and the name of it is going to be last, the value is going to be Thursday, and it's going to expire in 1 minute. Okay, so I'm setting a cookie that will expire in 1 minute. And I've got a note down there that says if you're using these cookies, the set cookie function has to come before the HTML tag if you're using an HTML tag. So for some reason, you have to set the cookie before the HTML tag. And I set it up at the top, and then I went into the HTML.
Anybody set cookie for 1 hour or 1 minute?
It's in the cookies folder.
It's in the cookies folder. Okay. So I set the cookie for 1 minute. So if I run this, so I'm in cookie session, and then I'm in the cookies folder. If there's anything you learn in this class, it's how to keep up with the, as I jump around, set 1 minute cookie.php. Okay, so it's setting in a cookie to expire in 1 minute. Okay, and I just put that out in the H1. I just said, I set a cookie. There was nothing else that got written up here. The cookie got set, and if you know where on your machine the cookies are kept, you can go check and find the cookie, okay, because the cookie got set. And if you don't know where it's set, then give it a strange name and then go look for that strange name and eventually you'll find out where the cookies are set. Okay? So I'm trying to use up a little bit of time here. And then I want to try check a cookie. And apparently that wasn't the one where I should be checking a cookie. Basic retrieve cookie. Let's try that one and see. Because I did this yesterday and had to figure out that it was a lot longer. A minute is a lot longer than you think. Because I kept waiting for it to expire. I do not know when you visited last. So apparently a minute had expired. Okay, because that is saying I do not know when you visited last. Okay. So now I'm going to go back and run the cookie again, which was set the 1 minute cookie. Do the retrieve again. And it says the last time you visited was on Thursday, because when I set the cookie, I made last Thursday. And if I hang around here for another 50 seconds or whatever and do a refresh on this, it's going to again tell me that I don't know when you visited last, because my cookie has run out.
And which one did you start up to refresh that? Was it session start or something else?
I used set 1 minute cookie to set it, and then I used basic retrieve cookie to get it back. Okay, and then delete a cookie. Okay, so let's see if I've managed to get... No, a minute lasts a lot longer than you think. Oh, there it is. I do not know when you visited last. So the minute has gone by, and it's now saying that. And then if I want to delete a cookie, I can just do an edit, and I can set the time back to what I did is set it to negative 60 here, and that makes it deleted. Okay, so sets the time back. And so it will delete. So if you happen to like sessions or happen to like cookies, those are some of the ways you can use them. Yeah?
You just leave out the expiration so that it never expires?
Yes. Yeah, you can. And in fact, sometimes, you know, it's worth checking your cookie collection to see how many are out there that people have put a no expire on, and they're going to go forever. The other thing I want to look at is I want to go back to the day that I was out, which was email group 2 PHP. And I want to look at the one that says form DB. Okay, so you're going back to email group 2, and if you didn't download that, shame on you, but go do it now. Okay.
What week was that for?
Email group 2, PHP. It was last Thursday when I wasn't here. And the folder I want to go into is FormDB. And so I'm in email group 2 PHP / FormDB / gather info from form. The one I want to use in FormDB is gather info from form ok.html. Okay, so I'm bringing up a form. This needs a password, so if you need to put one of your passwords in there, because this needs a password when it gets down to running the PHP. Okay, so you need to have a password folder in there. And with a little bit of luck, I didn't give it to you, but periodically I have to go change my password because I end up giving it away.
We're using gather info from form.
Okay, without the check.
Okay.
Okay, now before I actually run this, I want to follow where it's going to go. So if you, has everybody got this up?
Not yet, almost there.
Okay. So I'm assuming that this was something at a site. Please fill out this form to give us your feedback. And I've got that they're going to give me their name, their email, their comments, and all of that good stuff. Okay. So I will put on here. And my comments are just testing. Okay. So, when I run this, which I'm not going to do quite yet, this one is going to call, the action that this is going to call is mail info. Can you read it there?
Mail info from formok.php?
Yes, from formok.php. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to be sending it over the information that I have here. Okay? So the next one that comes up is mail info from form. And when you edit that, okay, what this is doing is it's first taking in the information. Okay, and it is setting up for mail, and it is doing an insert into a database, and it is then doing the mail, and then finally it is doing a header. Now, we're going to go and look up header in a minute. But essentially, if you put a header in like this, that says location, go to another form, you cannot display anything prior to putting up the header. Okay, so I can't write anything on the form. So you're going to see that magic is going to happen, and you're not even going to know that this page got processed. It is going to go directly to the thank you, which just is an HTML page that says thank you.
I don't have, we don't pass for mail PHP to include that. That is not in the folder.
Oh, that's your password. You have to put your own password in.
Where it says right under include password.
I mean, this is my password.
Oh, the login password?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's my password to log in. And if you go back over here on my mail thing again, it says include the password up there. Okay, so I'm including my password in. Okay,
so that's similar to like the link pass.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I have now filled out the form someplace, I believe. And notice that it says up here, gather information from form, if you look at the full address. Okay, so there's my HTML. And now I'm hitting submit. And duplicate entry 17 for key primary. Wonderful. Okay. You know, I ran into this problem when I was running it at home, and then it started deciding that it was okay, that I really could have something in there. And I don't understand why I do it, because I keep adding one each time. The way I fixed it at home when I got frustrated and then I realized that it was actually running was I changed the name of the file so that it started a new file. But I don't understand, and I'll have to... That I did it about 10 times last night, and the first time I got that error. And from there on in, it worked fine. Duplicate entry 17 for a primary key, and I don't understand why I'm getting that. And as I said, magic happened and it stopped being a problem. If you look at here, what I'm doing is I am adding one to the number of rows, and my key is your ID. And I add one to it, so it should not be giving me that. And I don't know why it is giving me that. Does anybody see my error?
I'm getting a completely different error. I'm getting test table test dot info from form doesn't exist.
Did you change your database? I just put my email.
And did it work?
It says thank you for your comments.
Oh, good. Yeah, so one of you got to work.
Yeah, mine's worked.
Yours
worked.
Yesterday. Huh?
I got it working yesterday. I was having issues.
And I do not see why it's decided to pick 17 and yell about it and all the rest of it. And I will try to figure out. I thought it was a freak because it happened to me, as I said, last night or yesterday afternoon when I was playing with it. But then it stopped happening. And I kept doing it, and it was working just fine. So I thought, okay, I entered something wrong. I messed up somehow.
Is it because it... Oh, it can't... Oh, because the file info dot... Oh.
So you should be going, and she's getting the right thing, the thank you, and that's what you should be getting. Is anybody else? We got two people that are getting the thank you.
Oh, mine's working, too. Sorry.
Yours is working, too? Okay. Did you change anything?
I was trying to see if I could duplicate your error by just keeping inserting rows, but I still haven't had it happen yet.
Yeah, no, and I don't see what I'm doing. But anyway, I'm glad that some of you have it working, because that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to skip right by the PHP. It executes the PHP, but it doesn't show anything. And that PHP, the mail one, calls... I'm curious to see if I got anything over, and if it actually sent me any mail.
I guess in the file info from form doesn't exist in my database.
And that's right, so you'd have to use something else. I mean, it's like anything else when you're using a database table and everything else. And when, in fact, when you send me errors, I was looking at an error that she sent me last night. And I mean, I had to play with it in hers, or else I'd have to go and make my own, the same database that she had, and make all the other things. So I'm kind of, when it's a database, forced to look at it with yours.
Okay. Like, I just closed my inbox.
Oh, good. Yahoo Mail has got some temporary difficulties, so I can't even tell if I got it. Okay, well, for half of you, it appears to be working. For the other half, not so much. But, in fact, it does work that way. And
so I just made it reference a different table.
But the table has to have the same description as the table... Now, there is a create table up there, up at the top, so you can create your own table. Because there's a create table from form, okay, which will create a table for you if you put in the right information, such that, you know, it creates a table, which has, I put a primary key on the table and everything, and so it's got a table, and if you follow that, it creates the table.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's how you can get your own version of the table here, is just run that. And you don't have to do any inserts, because supposedly what you're doing is doing the inserts when you mail out the mail. Duplicate entry 17 for primary key. Okay, so if I go in here and I create a table that we'll call S16. So now it claims it's created the table, and I called it S16. So gather information doesn't use it, mail information does. And I'm calling that S16, and where else do I use it?
I'm getting a warning, MySQL expects parameter 2 to be a resource when trying to create.
Resource when trying to create?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I didn't get you anything.
Okay, so now I'm going back and I'm going to attempt to make this work. Isn't it nice? The last day, nothing works.
Sorry.
Gather information from form. I want to refresh that.
I actually have a meeting I have to run.
Oh, never mind then. I don't care. Oh, I check the database maybe, because if it's still for testing, I might not.
Okay, so I'm gonna put in Ann.
I'll get rid of the info all the way through.
Okay, so I've got this, and I'm submitting. Thank you for your comments. So the way to fix it, other than I've got to go back and find out why it's happening, but the quick and easy way of fixing it is to make a different table name, and then it works. Okay, I changed the table name and made it S16. I put on the end of the table name and then created a new table, tested on a new table. There was nothing in the new table, so I'm not going to get a primary key issue. And so that's why it should have worked for all of you, because you were making a new table.
Well, I already had an existing table that I had made.
And it still worked, okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm getting that primary key error, and I will try to figure that out, and if I do, I'll let you know. But at 17, because that's exactly the same number I got at home, so for some reason it's decided I can't have at that point. So if I keep going here and put on 17 things, maybe it will show up again. I'm curious. If I put this in... Yeah, I put in 2 and it went fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the deal was, and I will try to figure it out. But when I made a new table, it worked fine. Okay, that's all I wanted to go over today. We are done. And we're done for the semester, basically. Next week is open labs to get work done. If you are all done next week, you can do whatever you need to do, because I've never known a student that hits the last semester without having a lot of work to do. So anyway, next week is open labs. There'll be an open lab in here whenever I have classes, so Monday it will be from 11 to 2. Tuesday it will be from 9:30 to 5. Thursday it will be from 9:30 to 4. And so if you need help, come. Your final, I believe, is a week from 2 weeks from today, so I will post it prior to the Thursday, so that if you have questions, you can come in and ask them on the Thursday. So I'll probably put them up on the Wednesday. Pardon me?
Next Wednesday?
I will put up the final next Wednesday.
Okay.
Or before, if I happen to decide to, but it will definitely be up by next Wednesday. And it's due the following Thursday. Okay, so if you look at... It will go up on the 4th, and it's due on the 10th. No, the 12th. It will go up on the 5th, and no, 4th, and it's due the 12th.
That's where
there's two parameters, for example. Yeah, that's what it is. I believe that's when your final is. I believe I saw it. Has anybody confirmed that?
I still can't find that schedule.
You still can't find it?
Can't find the schedule.
Okay.
My question was the final. There's going to be a way that, like, we can save it and then go back to it, right?
Oh yeah, it's an open notes, open book final. Yeah. In fact, I would download it just in case there is a problem with servers between,
right.
You know, thou and then. So I, when I put it up, I download it and keep it. And you can keep working on it, and you're going to send it to me, and there'll be a document part of it and some PHP part of it, so you'll zip up the stuff and send it. Because some of it's going to be writing stuff, and some of it's going to be answering questions. At least I think. I haven't written it. I'll write it this weekend. The status sheet has to be filled out and passed in, and I tell everybody, if I don't have a status sheet, I don't correct your final. It's part of the final. So the status sheet has to be filled out, has to be sent in. The status sheet is up there now, so you can do it.
This says 2015.
Does it? Good for me. I was having a bad day yesterday. Yeah. Have you noticed? Oh. I really was.
Well, no, not really, because you gave me an A on one of my...
Oh, so I had a good day on that. Did I really say 2015? Very good. No, I mean, that's a copy and paste. I definitely took the status sheet and changed it, but good for me. Okay. So, where does it say that? I've got to find that. I wonder if I did that in all my classes.
Oh, yeah, try that.
Apparently, I just had a really good day yesterday.
You know, my school, yeah, spring school, it's going to be practically no brand new. It might still on.
Oh, well.
Now you should get rid
of it. We know what you meant.
That's right. No, as I said, I just clearly, yesterday was, you know, one of those days. And it actually felt like one of those days, so it makes sense. Okay, so that's the deal. I'll be here next week for all of those days, and there it does, spring 2015. I actually should double check, but I think it is the right thing. I should double check that I didn't upload the 15 version, but I think that is... Yeah, I think that's the right one. I don't know. I will check and make sure, because I thought I'd actually changed it to 2016. So I may have had a triply hard day. I will check it when I get home. I'll check it tomorrow. I'm staying late tonight, so I won't be checking it tonight. Yeah, I think I may have put up the wrong one, because the guessing game is on week 14, and I've got it written at 13 there, so I think I may have just uploaded the wrong one. So, double check.
So, like, on this status sheet where you have, like, week one of the assignments and projects, so after that, we would put, like, the number and then the grade.
And if you know the grade, put it on, because that's a double check on the grade.
But what I'm saying is it goes just right after that thing. We can edit the document, put it right in there.
You just put the comment right in there. Okay. And if you put in a grade, then you confirm that I've got the right grade, too. I'm more interested in confirming that you did the assignment, because usually if I put a grade in, I put the right grade in.
Yeah, we can send this to you right after the after we do our exam, our final.
Oh, you can send it before. I don't care when you send it. But now that we've looked at it and seen that it has 2015, let me go home and check and make sure I didn't just upload the wrong one.
Okay.
Because I'm having that feeling.
Yeah, I see at the bottom. Anything I forgot, I will find.
Yes. I don't trust me either. Okay, I'm done.
Oh,
I think I've said that about five times, but I'm